Hi, I'm Amanda Pacheco.
This is Sheila.
Hello, it's Davida.
I'm Gina Lovato.
Hey, it's Alana Dunn.
I'm Caitlin Bailey.
This is Melissa Novak.
It's Sean Jacobson.
Hey, it's Bethany Nicole. And welcome to Sex Party.
And welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Welcome to Sex Party.
Sex Party with your host, Dustin Rybka.
Welcome to Sex Party. I'm your host, Dustin Rybka. My hair is overgrown. I've been wearing a hat for 6 to 8 months. I'm losing my voice. It could only mean one thing, and that it's the end of the year. 2023 is coming to an end. What a wild year for sex and celebrity scandal. Here to help me recap what a wild year it's been is Desiree Simone. We're going to talk about Will and Jada. How long has Will been a cuck for Jada? Justin and Brittany. Brittany wrote a tell-all book. She details the abortion that she had with Justin Timberlake and how he treated her. Then he had some sort of response just last week. We talk about Diddy. Diddy was hiring male prostitutes and getting everybody drugged up and filming these gangbangs, apparently, right? We talk about Bad Baby, how much she's making on OnlyFans. She's now pregnant. What other celebrities are jumping into OnlyFans? And Ariana Grande, she apparently stole someone's husband, has some sort of come queen thing going on. It's a lot. I know we're also going to make predictions about what we think is going to happen in sex and celebrity in 2024 and so much more. So without further ado, please enjoy this year-end conversation with Desiree Simone.
This week's conversation.
Desiree Simone, welcome back. Welcome back to Sex Party. How are you doing?
I'm sober. How are you?
Well, probably not for long.
Not for long.
Cheers. I've got Tito's. You're drinking Terramana, I think.
Yes. So. Cheers, kids.
Cheers to 2023 coming to a close. 2023 was a nutty year, right? Especially in this sex, celebrity, fucking people pulling their assholes out in public kind of thing. But before we get to any of that, right? Let's just in case, I don't think there is. I've checked the audience, mm-hmm. whatever the fuck that means. But just in case there are some newbies here, we love newbies, right? Let's remind them who you are and what you do.
So for you new kids, hello, my name is Desiree Simone. I'm a personal development and brand coach. I have a podcast called Growth of the Rocks, where we talk about life, love, and libations. I always like to tell people it's the kind of podcast where you're sitting with your friend, talking about all the things that you're going through over really, really great tequila. And I finally realized what my ideal demographic when people ask, describe what you do as a personal development coach. And it came to me a couple of days ago when I was recording my episode. And I was like, I want to be a combination of Tony Robbins and Chelsea Handler. That is who I am, essentially. Yeah. So that's me. And then in a really nice, chocolate Barbie format. That's pretty much me. So,
yeah, I mean, Chelsea Handler, right? I mean, just fucking genius.
I love her.
She's done everything. She's smarter than a fucking whip.
She's screwed a lot of people.
Uh-huh. And she's really, really, really funny. Doesn't give a fuck. I would love to have her on this show. So
absolutely.
Maybe in a couple 2024? More.
2024.
Well, that's a little ambitious. I think she's probably busy, but we'll figure it out.
Put it out in the universe.
Yeah. I'm going to say 2026 for Chelsea Handler. I think 2024, I feel like I'll probably get the whatever that New York Post girl who blows people at Burger King for $5 or whatever that is, you know?
Oh, okay.
Because you see those horny headlines from New York Post. I mean, especially this year, I feel like they're really dialed in. It's like school teacher banned, fired from her job for having an OnlyFans, also eats pork. Like, wait.
Oh my God, she eats pork?
Why did you add that?
Pork. Yeah. The swine, like that's really what we're concerned about is the fact that she eats swine. Okay. We're not concerned about the fact that she eats ass. No? Okay, cool.
I mean, like, like, eat what you want, but what's the New York Post's problem? I don't know. But like, sometimes I see like headlines where I'm like, you know what? I'd like to get that person on the show and I'll like send an email. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But I feel like there's going to be some sort of, this is my prediction for 2024.
There's going to
be some sexual scandal involving Burger King. That's it.
You know, should we actually just go ahead and we could look at this episode and come back at the end of 2024? Should we go ahead and make sex scandal predictions for 2024?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So sure. You started with why Burger King?
I just have a weird feeling because you gotta, like, you have to have it your way. And,
yeah. Okay. Okay. So we'll go back and forth. So that was yours. For me, a sex scandal for 2024, there is going to be, I won't consider this a scandal really, but there's going to be someone that we've always kind of known that they're gay, who's finally going to be like, you know what, guys, I am in fact gay. Like, I think it was earlier this year, Barry Manilow finally came out and it was like, Barry, honey.
Barry, we know.
We've known this. 4 years. So I feel like in 2024, there's going to be somebody like that where you're like, sweetie, we knew this. So
wait, Barry Manilow was bi or gay?
No, Barry Manilow was questionable straight-esque. I don't know. And yeah. Then like officially came out, I want to say it was this year, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I missed that one. I must have been on fucking Xanax or something. But
quite possibly.
Yeah, or just Tito's vodka. but Barry Manilow, yeah, good for you.
Good for you. Him.
Yeah, like, you know, and I hope he found all the love and acceptance that he needs to be Barry Manilow, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I let me make another one. Yeah. I think that there's going to be a sex scandal involving Demi Lovato.
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And another female pop star.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's, you know, and like, ooh. Demi Lovato, you know, is one of my celebrity crushes. Like, I've always had a thing, whatever, like, yeah. So I think that, and I think, to be honest with you, it's coming to me now. I think it's going to have something to do with Katy Perry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But like, okay. it's going to be nasty, dirty.
Okay.
Yeah. And Taylor Swift is going to play a role in it too.
Oh God. I was hoping we'd get through a whole episode and not have to say about her.
Well, I mean, we're here to recap like the wildest moments in sex and dating in 2020. I mean, how can we not talk about, you know, we can wait till you're more drunk, but I know you're sober. So
Thank you.
I think Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, and Taylor Swift, some sort of like, not like a love triangle, right? But it's like something like gnarly. Like they all have some sort of connection to G-Eazy, and then Halsey gets involved fucking all that. Do you not like Halsey either?
No. I enjoy Halsey. Okay. I was making that face for G-Eazy. Mm. The things I would let that man do to me.
Oh, you like G-Eazy?
What do you want? Do you want me to make you dinner? Do you want just anal? Like, I don't care. The things I would want, Jeezy, if you're listening to this.
Oh, God.
You tell mama what you want and I will do it. Like, every time I see that man and I hear him and then he's like in my workout playlist, just chef's kiss. Absolutely.
Well, what is it about G-Eazy that you think is horny? Like, what is it that you find attractive?
It's a very unassuming confidence that he has. Like, you see him and then you hear him rap and you're like, oh, I'm sorry. That came out of that body. It's just like, okay. Shoot. Because he has such a little rocker vibe. It kind of almost gives you like a light version of Machine Gun Kelly. And then he starts rapping and it's like, oh, Oh, okay. And now my vagina is excited. So yes, yes.
So geezy. It's a little bit about the voice then. Oh,
it's totally about the voice.
Like how the voice like, I didn't mean to do it. Like kind of cracks and shit when he raps a little bit.
A little bit better than that, but yeah.
Well, you know, it's the end of the year. What do you want from me?
this is only his first vodka of the night, kids.
Yeah, well, not really, because, you know, there might have been a couple during the day. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a long year. There's been a lot of sex happening in the world, in the celebrity world, in my world, right?
There's been a lot of sex happening.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, hosting a show like this, it's important to make predictions about what happens in the next year with sex. I think one of the things I saw happening towards the end of 2023 that I'll make a prediction about is like there are these more high level, I would say, like OnlyFans girls but more so like celebrities, but like influencer celebrities, right? Like they've done Playboy, they have 10 million followers. They're great looking, whatever. But now they're like, oh, I want you to meet me. And it's an AI bot that like I've trained for the last 3 months. She looks like me. She acts like me, you know, one of these. You can talk to her right now and you can doubt for $20.99 a week. You can do whatever you want with me. Like that's going to be a big thing next year.
It's amazing what AI has done, and it is also slightly terrifying in regards to sex. There have been a lot of articles that have unfortunately come out, especially this year, with revenge porn that has been happening in the high school level, where AI content has been created and then it's been pushed around. And because we're diving into a new frontier, legislation is kind of trying to rein it in and kind of figure out how to do it. First of all, cyberbullying and revenge porn, it's already like a sticky subject for legislation and kind of like, how do you properly manage it? But anytime I see these articles, my heart goes out to these young girls, because it's one of those things that, especially with like deep fakes, how do you tell that that's not that person? And so that's what AI is doing. And so as much as it's bringing this great amount of technology in the future, it's also bringing some scary amount of technology where stuff like this, you mean as a parent, I got to worry about my 13-year-old possibly having deep fake porn that a douche asshole who doesn't, you know, would never stand a chance with her was like, she doesn't want to go out with me. So behind the computer screen and I've created an OnlyFans account. Like the fact that that can happen is just terrifying.
Right. Have you seen any convincing deep fakes of celebrities like in porn?
Not in porn, but I've definitely seen, there's like one guy on TikTok that does Tom Cruise that I'm like, dear God.
I know that guy.
There's that. Yeah. And then there's another one who does Keanu Reeves. And I'm just like, wow, that's pretty. And then he also does the AI voice. So it sounds like Keanu. And I'm good Lord.
Yeah, for sure. Let me enlighten you from the porn side. Ariana Grande is probably the most convincible deep faked celebrity with like full on porn. So it's obviously not really Ariana Grande, but like, it looks really, really real. It sounds like her. So whatever technology they're using,
that's insane. You
know, it's crazy as hell. Like, you know, just go over to Pornhub and put in Ariana Grande and see what happens.
Runs and grabs your phone. So I have a 2024 sex scandal prediction.
Sure. Yeah.
So I unfortunately think that it's been a very quiet time since we've had a Harvey Weinstein. Oof. I feel like, unfortunately, we're going to have, whether it's a director, whether it's a producer, whether it's a writer, I feel like there may be some sort of like grooming, something or another, that's going to come out of Hollywood. And it's going to come from someone that you're going to be like, shut the fuck up. Did not see that coming. I think eventually someone's going to say, fuck the NDA. It's been all these years. I'm not going to be quiet anymore. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have, I don't think it'll get Weinstein level, but I think we're going to have like a Junior Weinstein moment in 24.
Do you have any idea like who it might be, or you want to like shoot some names out there?
Okay. So I hate to say this.
Why are you making I already know it's going to be some fucking.
Actually, I feel like the person I'm going to tell you, you're going to be like, holy shit, I never would have said that. Okay. First and foremost, I think it's going to come from the African-American community, which breaks my heart to say, which is one of the reasons why I'm like, oh, this is painful. And because there's been so many whispers about this man for years, I hope I'm not putting bad juju on myself for saying this shit.
Oh, God.
I unfortunately...
Don't say what I think you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
No, I'm not saying it. But, like, if you say it, I'm going to fucking be... I'm going to be really upset.
Who?
No. I'll tell you if you get it or not.
Tyler Perry.
Oh, that's disappointing too, but no.
Okay, good. No.
Okay. I thought you were going to say somebody else. And I was like, no, that would ruin everything.
Oh my God. Who did you?
Oh my. Well, I don't want to put that shit out there, but I might as well now.
As much as I said it, I was like, fuck, I hope I don't say this. And I just like curse myself.
No, it's not. That doesn't work like that. I was worried that you were going to like say Barack Obama.
Oh, no.
Because I would be fucking devastated. I'd be devastated with Tyler Perry because he's a fucking genius fucking, you know, he does so much and like that would be fucked up. But like all these celebrities are doing fucked up shit. Like the whole, remember the Ellen thing and then Jimmy Fallon was
Jimmy Fallon, who was like everybody's next door neighbor?
Yeah. He's like what? And then
Jimmy Fallon is basically like Lizzo, but for late night. What the hell? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, gee golly shucks for everybody. Yeah, for sure. I think his drinking probably had a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
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 Which I prefer drunk Jimmy Fallon to sober Jimmy Fallon.
I prefer anybody more drunk than they are sober.
Well, that's a big statement to make. I don't think. I mean, you wouldn't want to be around Bill Cosby drunk. So,
no.
Yeah, that's 2020 or 2019. although I think he got let out of jail in 2023, right? Or was it 2022?
He's definitely out and roaming the senior streets right now. So yeah.
What year do you think he's going to get sentenced to hell?
Next year.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
I don't think he's going to make it the end out of. I don't think he's going to make it out of 24.
Well. You know, there's a lot of people that I don't think are going to make it out of 24.
Yeah.
Those are separate predictions, though. Jesus, this thing is just sliding.
This is right, taking a dark turn.
Like sliding right into fucking.
We might need to drink more.
Yeah, no, totally. There was some very big, cheers. There's some very big sex scandals in 2023. Like big, huge, right? Stuff that's been brewing for a long time. We all saw it coming. We didn't realize how bad it was. Let's just start with Will and Jada, because the Oscars in 2022 was a slap, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So something's not right. They've been weird about whatever. He was like with Margot Robbie, kind of, but then they weren't. Mm-hmm. And then she was like dating some like young like skateboard kid or something or whatever. So something's been brewing for a long time, but, and I'll let you take it from here while I sip this fucking Tito's.
So, you know, after the slap, there was very much the, how do we proceed from this? What do we do? Does Will make a statement? Does Jada make a statement? Do they jointly make a statement? And so, you know, Will kind of tiptoed. Will got banned from attending the Academy Awards. And then Jada decides to do this like tell all and basically just puts all of their business out there. She does it with Robin Roberts, and she at the interview, because Robin mentions it reading the book, is like, oh, by the way, we're married, but we've actually been separated 4 years. And so Jada goes on to talk about how, you know, she attended the Oscars because they have to, quote unquote, keep appearances and whatnot. But she was, you know, supposedly taken aback by his actions because they weren't together in that sense. They were married. She's said it several times. She's never, ever going to serve him papers. He's never going to serve her papers. Like, they're going to have whatever you call this relationship. But she was surprised by it because he just went up and assaulted, because at the end of the day, that's exactly what it was. Yeah. Assaulted Chris Rock in front of millions of people, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So I think the thing that was just really interesting about that was, so she does the Robin Roberts interview, she releases this book, and then she just keeps going on this media tour where you almost slightly start feeling bad for Will, because she's like, but then at the same time, I've always loved Pac. Pac and I did this. This song was written about me. And it's like, this man is already going through stuff. He's already banned from the Academy. Like, it already looks bad for him. I don't want to ever be the person doing PR for Will, at least for the next 5 to 7 years, right? But then you're going to go around and sit here and be like, but Pac was my true love. Mm-hmm. And I can still remember kissing him. And this song was written about me. And like, Will knew about it. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you, as a supportive partner, doing that in any way will help this already fragile relationship? Or do you even fucking care?
Yeah, I mean, the Tupac stuff, I think, took center stage, because everybody kind of felt like, and for those of you who are like young and don't remember or whatever, I mean, I was young when Tupac died, but like, when Tupac died, Suge Knight gave Tupac's ashes to Jada. I mean, and like, we all kind of thought, and like, so people asked Will Smith in interviews before, like, what does that feel? How does that feel to know that your wife was the love of her life before you was Tupac? And he said, like, well, Tupac is the greatest rapper to ever live, hardest dude ever, good looking, smart. And so it was really hard. So I think that had to have played a role in there, even though he's dead, right? If in their house, Tupac's ashes are on the mantle, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like some really good memes came out of the Tupac Jada Will thing, I think. Mm-hmm. Like really, really, really good memes.
It was just really hard to watch. Like I said, not that I ever wanted to feel sympathy for Will, because again, he assaulted a man on television. But what she did afterwards just was like, what do you gain out of this? It wasn't like you were getting money. And I can tell you right now, the Black community turned so quick on you. We were already feeling some kind of way. And then you did this shit. And we were just like, yep, we're kind of... You can go ahead and get your situationship and get the hell on out.
Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is like, there's still really no clarification on what the fuck. So all she did was just add more confusion and like hatred and frustration to an already weird situation, because they had tried to talk about that on her podcast, mm-hmm. The Red Table Talks, which I mean, I thought was a great, great show. And now I'm like looking at it. And
totally
and to be
right?
And to be honest, like, I'm looking at their kids kind of weird too, because Willow and
Jaden,
they're both super talented. Jade, they both made fucking great, like, bangers, right? Mm-hmm. Really good music. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you see him, Jaden, like, show up at, you know, fucking whatever Kardashian wedding was that week, and in like a full on like Batman costume, but it's like all white. It's like, okay, that's cool. He's an artist. We get it. We love it. But then now you're looking at like, okay, maybe he was like upset, like going through something. Maybe his parents are being fucking like crazy. And you know, you have to, I mean, I don't have kids and I hope I never do, but
same.
I fuck kids. I think that if you do have kids, you have to insulate them from whatever drama, horrible shit. I mean, I have trauma. You probably have trauma. We all have childhood trauma from our fucking parents, because they didn't shut the fuck up when they're, you know, going through their stuff. So this sort of Will and Jada thing that's been going on forever. Now, after this, we're separated, but we're together thing. Like, why? Like, for the kids?
For what reason?
To make your kids shave their head and dress like Batman? Like, what? I don't understand. Explain it to me. So it didn't make
sense.
Yeah. And it, I feel bad, you know, I mean, I feel bad. And Will Smith, I think, is an incredible actor. I think Jada is an incredible actor. Mm-hmm. And it's just weird that now, like, I'm really looking forward to Bad Boys 4, whatever he does next. Like, I know, but like, listen, let me have my sequels, okay?
No, because I'm going to give you the same eye roll that I gave when I saw Netflix release the teaser to Axel Foley, Beverly Hills 4. And I was like, why are we doing this?
I think we're just all desperate for something good. I think, to be honest, I think the pandemic and this political bullshit and fucking, there's aliens. No, there's not. It's just a sea turtle or like whatever. I think that we're just all tired. I mean,
yeah.
It's the end of 2023. We're going into a new political bullshit round. Mm-hmm. And I think like, you know, COVID took a lot from everybody. And so I think we're desperate for new old stuff, right? They tried to make Indiana Jones. It's like, oh, it's Indiana Jones. It's not like I remember, but okay. Like, so like, I think with what you said, like, you know, Axel Foley and like whatever, like Beverly Hills Cop 4, which is weird. They're like calling it Axel F.
Axel F. Yeah.
Yeah, which
is this supposed to be like AF? Like, I don't know. But yeah.
But like, the thing is, like, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally going to watch it.
Yeah. But I get it. So I think we're nostalgic because I think we're more nostalgic than we ever have been in any other year because we've been through so much fucking shit, right?
Yeah.
They blew Star Wars. They ruined that shit. I fucking hate that shit now. Yeah, I mean, some stuff landed, some stuff didn't. I mean, this, you know, speaking of memoirs and nostalgia, and I don't know what's going on here, but Britney Spears wrote this memoir. I know, right? And I think we all are happy for her because she got out of the conservatorship. And I kind of have some hot takes on this. You know, I'm glad that she's I don't even want to say it. I'm glad that she's out of the conservatorship because like her dad's a fucking asshole, like a maniac, truly.
Yeah.
Like worked his daughter like a robot, like a robot sex machine. What? No, made as much money as he could off of her sex appeal. You got to work to see your kids. I'm going to keep them from you. All that shit. Mm-hmm. And like worked her to death. Now she's insane. Mm-hmm. Like now she's just broken and it sucks because it's Britney Spears and you want her to do a big tour where she's sexy on her own terms. Mm-hmm. This is me playing acoustic guitar. Look, I learned. You can still see how sexy I am, but I'm 40 and it's me doing it on my term. We wanted that, you know?
Yeah.
And we didn't get that. What we got was this woman who it seems like, and I'm not trying to play into the conspiracy theories, but fuck it. It's the end of the year show.
It's the end of the year.
Well, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't think that that's Britney Spears. I think I don't think that, hold on.
What?
I think there's something fishy going on with the little dancing videos that she puts out. Because if you look closely, there's some weird app that's only available in some other country. If you like listen carefully on some of those, when she talks, it's definitely not her voice. It's like a British woman's voice. They don't bother to like scrub over it. So I think, you know, she's always naked. She's like half naked in all the videos.
Right?
She had like the, she was like doing the hibachi knives. Yeah. So there's that. Mm-hmm. And like this, if this is Britney out of the conservatorship.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying to think if that's the case. Like now that she's free, this is now the direction that she's taking her life.
Yeah. And I mean, okay. She's out of the conservatorship and she's free, but can someone get her a doctor?
Right.
You know, or some Tito's? No, I don't think she needs Tito's.
She doesn't need Tito's. I mean, Taramana maybe, but not Tito's.
I don't know, man. Shout out to both.
Shout out to both sponsors.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I feel like, again, like she deserves to be living her own life. And if she wants to make weird, crazy dance videos, I love it. But I just think there's something fishy going on with that. I'm not going to say it's a AI robot or something, but I think maybe there's still some control there where it's like, oh, you're out of the conservatorship. So like you should put these videos out, but you only feel like doing three a week because you're sleepy. Well, this other person's going to sub in and do, you know, or something like that. Something weird's going on. And I'm not a fucking tinfoil conspiracy guy, but fuck it. Like, I think something weird's going on with the Britney Spears thing.
It does make you wonder, like, the people who are around her, why can't there be one person who's just like, I need you to look at me and understand that you need help. And then also, more importantly, your mom, and I want you to do the most to be supportive for your two boys. Let's take you to the facility. Let's have you relax. Let's take away your social media. Just like focus on you, focus on healing you. And it's like she never was given the opportunity to do that. And it's so sad. Britney very much had the potential to be like a junior version of Madonna, where she could really do some amazing things for pop, where she could make some really cool bangers. Can you imagine Britney doing like some fly shit with David Guetta? Like, just like it would be really great, right? Yeah. But it's like she never had a team that fully supported her as a person more than they supported her as the robot sex machine, as you like to call it. No, and it was just really sad. It was so sad because you look at the people from that, and some of you are too young to remember the Mickey Mouse Club generation. You look at the Christina Aguilera's and the Justin Timberlake. And for some of you who completely forgot about Ryan Gosling because he was an MMC kid. So it's one of those things, like, you had those people, but then again, unlike Britney, all of those kids also had parents who were like, nope, here's what we're doing. Right. We're going to be doing it this way. We're directing it that way. So she was already, it was already, you know, set up for her to fail with the father that she had.
Right.
And then the people around her just took such horrible advantage of her that it's like, I was really hoping with this book coming out and her being released from the conservatorship that we just would finally get the real Britney. And right now, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, she did write this memoir, and in the memoir, they sold it to us like there was going to be a lot of bombshells. And I'm not saying there wasn't. I didn't read the book. I tried, and I realized I had it upside down because I had too much Tito's.
It's hard to read upside down too.
Yeah, with Tito's for sure. And I think I had my contacts reversed, so you know that's just. You know, it doesn't work that way.
Super hard.
Right. But what I did glean from it is there was one kind of big bombshell about her and Justin Timberlake that leaked out. Jesus, like it's a cum shot or something. It leaked out. Yeah, right. So they dropped this news. She was with Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake was the love of my life, if I'm not mistaken. She said something along those lines. And he got me pregnant in 2002 or 2003. I should probably do research on this stuff if I'm a fucking podcast host, but we're winging it.
We're winging it today.
Yeah. Yeah. And Justin got Britney pregnant. And then apparently, according to Britney, pressured her to have an abortion because he didn't want to be a father. That was the big bombshell. You know, that's really fucking sad and that sucks. But again, I think that is two young people going through something that's terrible. Nobody wants to have a fucking abortion, especially when you're with someone you love. And so the internet kind of tried to turn on Justin Timberlake, and I think some people stood their ground or whatever, and we'll get into Justin's non-response in a minute. But, you know, when I read that, I felt for both of them. She talked about like crying on the bathroom floor, and he was like not really consoling her. And she kind of took some shots at him. Like he tried to like talk like he was like a rapper.
A rapper,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, like whatever. But like, you know, I felt for both of them. And a lot of people were like, fuck Justin Timberlake, you know? And then they started to post like, oh, he's old and dances like an old dad. Look at his shoes and like all that shit. So what's your take on this one? How do we feel about it? Am I wrong?
You're definitely not wrong. I think the internet, like you said, the internet did try. Like it did try to like 100% come after him. I think it's also really hard when you look at Justin's library of songs and you're like, damn, these are some really good songs, right? It's like for me, when the whole R. Kelly thing went down, I was like, now I got to get rid of all these R. Kelly songs.
Well, we're still trying to figure out what to do with Chris Brown. So
we see how long that's been going. We're trying to figure it out. Once we think we have a hole of it, boom, there's a song that he's releasing with like Bad Bunny. You're like, damn it, if that's not catchy.
No, not Bad Bunny. God damn it. This is too good. This is too good. I don't even know Bad Bunny and I like this.
Oh my God, I gotta keep it. He totally didn't mean to beat Rihanna. But anyway.
Oh my God.
But then, you know, iconically, he did Cry Me a River, which is supposedly the I Hate Britney song. And so recently when he did a spot in Vegas, he begins to sing this song and is like, no disrespect, and then proceeds to sing it. So that was like his little shady, I'm acknowledging this is awkward, but at the same time, I'm meaning no disrespect.
Yeah.
And it's like that. Well, first of all, that wasn't necessary. And two, you're doing it because you obviously know what the chatter is amongst, you know, the interwebs. Like, let's be honest, like you get it. But if it is true that she did get pregnant and you pressured her into an abortion, then yeah, you deserve all the shit you're about to get. And karma's such a bitch.
Yeah, but do you think that, I mean, there's, I know people who went to that concert in Las Vegas and the thing is sold out, right? And maybe it's sold out because of Britney's book and maybe it's sold out for the abortion. Maybe. For that moment of like, no disrespect, Cry Me a River. Cry Me a River, one of the greatest revenge songs of all time on your ex. One of the greatest videos. I think it won a bunch of VMAs.
Yep.
You know, he like breaks into Britney's house and like he's like dancing around and like making out with some other chick on a camcorder.
Purposely has a girl that looks like Britney Spears. Sure.
My favorite part, he like dances by her in the shower and he like smells her hair. That's like so personal and so dirty.
So creepy.
Yeah, but good. It's good. It's good, creepy. And so I mean, yeah, it sucks. And to pressure someone to have an abortion is, I mean, don't be a douche, right? Yeah. You're half responsible. What the fuck's your problem, right? Yeah. But at the same time, I do think, and I'm not taking sides, but I will say there are two sides to a story.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I just think that relationships aren't perfect. Mm-hmm. And even when someone is to blame, there's always the other partner has a little bit of blame, right? So there's whatever. So that's how I feel about that. And I just think I keep hearing that he's going to mount some big summer tour. And like, to be real, I know so many women who are obsessed with Justin Timberlake and the man is a brilliant musician.
Oh yeah.
And a showman. So I feel like the Britney abortion scandal is going to pack. It's not going to be stadiums. Let's be real.
Well, but, yeah, we're not doing Madison Square.
No, but well, maybe no. One night, but not eight Harry Styles in a row. But yeah, no. Maybe without the abortion scandal. I don't know. What the fuck?
But it's like you said, the book and the scandal is what's going to drive people because they're going to want to see his response. They're going to want to see if he does another slight little shady thing before Cry Me a River. Like they're going to want to see it.
What if he did the 2024
Cry Me a River tour?
Yeah, did we not just come up with a brilliant, sexy, nasty, like mean marketing idea?
Did we not also say it at the same time?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Yeah, because we talked about this last time you're on a regular episode because you were on the Halloween special, but the last time you're on a regular episode, we talked about how the NFL messed up not having Justin Well, Justin on the and NSYNC on the halftime show. Mm-hmm. So I mean, he was cooking something up with NSYNC. I don't know if that's still.
And then all of a sudden it just fizzled. It was weird. Maybe because the guys in NSYNC read the book.
I don't know.
I would use it to my advantage.
Mm. I would keep doing like little things like that. I would literally launch the 2024 Cry Me a River Tour featuring NSYNC.
Featuring NSYNC, that's so fucked up.
What? I mean, you do. Yeah, I don't know. You do half of it with NSYNC and fucking.
That's true. But then my question to you, if you do that, is how do you think his wife Jessica Biel would sit with all of this?
Like, Where is she gonna go?
Or do we even care?
Where is she gonna go?
What is she gonna do? Is she gonna do a Seventh Heaven reunion? I don't know. But like, do we? How does she feel on this equation?
I mean, she's had his back, right? Mm-hmm. And to be honest, she had his back when he was like caught in New Orleans, like cheating or whatever, mm-hmm. a couple of years ago. She stood by him, but I feel like she doesn't have anywhere to go, right? I mean, she could start a podcast.
She could be in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
Or an OnlyFans, right? And that's cool. She could totally start, you know, do her acting career. But I think she's really taking time off. And I'm not hating on her at all. I think she's great. But what I am saying is I think she's taken so much time off to mm-hmm. be a supportive wife and a supportive mother because he's mm-hmm. out there doing whatever mm-hmm. that, you know, regardless of – really, the things we mentioned, maybe a daytime talk show host, maybe a YouTube show, right? Something like that. Like, where is she going to – I mean, you go from married to Justin Timberlake to – I think she puts up with all that because she's married to Justin Timberlake and she has a prenup.
I mean, it's true. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, where is she going to go? Where is she going to go?
She's going to go to the Anaheim version of the Cry Me a River tour when it comes in town. God. Like, that's what she's going to do. She's going to see Justin on tour.
Well, keeping with the music theme, because I feel like a lot of music stars are really kind of in some sex trouble this year. Mm. Let's talk about Diddy. Do you want to explain to the beautiful party-going audience like what happened with Diddy? It just happened like a month ago, and it's pretty fucking crazy.
So I have partial knowledge, so I'm going to have to like tag team you with this.
Sure.
But basically, Cassie, who is an R&B singer, who was his ex, and if I remember, was also at one point his son's ex. I think his son dated Cassie, and then he – it might not be Cassie, but there was definitely a girl crossover that his son dated, and then he dated. So
he stole someone from his son.
Already fucked up. But either way, Cassie, who was an ex of Diddy's, basically was like, I was abused. There was all these physical allegations that she made. And he settled. Is that correct? He settled out of court based off of the allegations?
I don't know that part, but I do know that she just straight out came out and said.
Oh, wait.
Well, if you want to say it, you can. But.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, she straight out came out and said, like, I dated this guy for – and I'm going to get the numbers wrong, but I dated this gentleman for, like, 7, 8, 9 years. Mm-hmm. And the whole time he was, like, threatening me, threatening people who came around me, producers that wanted to work with me. And then the bombshell was he was hiring male prostitutes and, like – providing drugs and alcohol to the male prostitutes who he handpicked, by the way, supposedly, allegedly. And he would like make her have sex with, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys. We don't know the exact, well, a lot of guys, all drugged out, like kind of gangbang shit. I'm not sure if he was taping it or not, but.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if there's a tape?
Oh, there's a tape.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. And I think she's like, just like, fuck it. She's like threading the needle. I think she's sick of living with it. And I think, you know, I think dating him, she probably thought it would be good for her life, good for her career. She's probably in love. Mm-hmm. And then this guy who we've been hearing rumors about for a long time.
For a long time. We're talking
Which I never wanted to believe. I always thought he was just fucking so driven and cool. And man, like, wow. You know, it's one thing if, you know, you're in a relationship and you want to watch your girl get fucking gangbanged, and you want to give everybody drugs because you're a nice guy and everyone's into it. But like,
you want people to have a good time.
Yeah, but like to force it?
No.
I mean, that's, you're not a good guy anymore. Mm-mm. You fucking blew it. You fucking blew it. So I don't know what happens now. I know Diddy like stepped down from a bunch of businesses that he owned. Mm-hmm. I think he's still holding on to the record label or some shit like that. But I have a prediction. I have a big prediction.
What is it?
I think Aubrey O'Day, formerly of Danity Kane, who was under
Danity Kane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who doesn't? Mm-hmm. Who was under Diddy's tutelage. Mm-hmm. Tutelage.
And when you see it like that, you're like, it's got a totally different meaning now.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. She's already sort of insinuated on a lot of really big podcasts. One on Barstool with Glennie Balls, like basically saying like, this man has done some shit. I can't really talk about it. Like, whatever. I think Aubrey O'Day is going to come swinging and then in 2024 with all new details. Like, yes, I was involved in the fucking, I held the camera because he made me, you know, or
I was in the closet recording it.
He did the same thing to me. But like, I just feel like Aubrey O'Day has some shit to say. And she's fucking smart and she's fucking, she knows how to work the media and she's talented. So I just feel like, and she's killing it on OnlyFans too, but I just feel like we're going to be hearing from Aubrey O'Day on the Diddy thing.
You're definitely going to be hearing from her. And then you're going to be hearing more from 50 Cent. For years, Diddy and 50 Cent have had this beef.
Yeah.
And 50 Cent recently said that he is going to be doing a documentary on all of this and is going to be giving the proceeds of documentary to sexual assault victims. And I was like, see, I fucking love 50 Cent. Like, this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. So he supposedly is working on a documentary, just like uncovering all of this stuff. So if that in fact actually happens, that will be very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think 50 Cent probably has some fucking shit in the closet too, but I'm not going to say what, you know, I just have a gut feeling that he's probably got some tapes that he doesn't want to come out. He doesn't want to come out too, you know, I mean, we'll see. I just think there's definitely some 50 Cent tapes that, that he probably doesn't want, you know. I think he's just flexing because he's such a big flexer. He's, you know, like physically flexing and then like metaphorically flexing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to fucking outsell you on your fucking whatever. And like, he doesn't. And then when he loses, he just disappears, you know? But I don't know. I haven't been a 50 Cent fan since his first album. I think he turned into a fucking like a rapper that you'd see at the county fair.
No, not that's the county fair. Jesus. That's what I think. Well, I mean, I can respect the man that he then went to, not the county fair.
You said, not the county fair. Jesus.
Because, first of all, you're talking to a girl from Middle Georgia. So I've been to a couple of county fairs where you're like.
Well, I was talking to Ohio county fairs, way worse than Georgia.
Oh God. I'm sitting here talking about like, now at 12 o'clock, don't forget, we've got the pig contest. And then after that, at 2 p.m. on the main stage, you know him as 50 Cent, but we know him as Curtis Jackson. Woo! Yeah. Like that's the kind of vibe I'm getting when you're saying that. Like, it breaks my heart.
No, totally. So. That's what I meant by that. I think he's fucking washed. Have you listened to that song? It wasn't Candy Shop. I'll give him that. That song was
banger.
Banger, but it's corny a little bit, right? But then, what's the one about the roller coaster? It's basically Candy Shop again.
But on a roller coaster?
Yeah. I don't know either. Whatever. Not the county fair. Jesus.
I think that's the title of this episode.
The 2023 County fucking Fair. Well, a couple more people that we need to talk about that
are also at the Ohio County Fair.
I'm telling you, you don't want to go to it. It's
bad. Oh, God. And now
I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, so our county fair is real bad.
Like, I've got to go now.
You don't. I mean, all of your teeth will automatically fall out. Right when you walk in. Like, what happened? Well, you came to the Lucas County Fair.
And if you stick around, 56 is going to be performing at 2.
Exclusively in the club over and over and over again until 3 p.m. Aww. Then we have the fucking chicken shooters. Yeah, okay, so moving on, because I feel like I could talk about that for the rest of the episode. Ariana Grande. Okay, I don't know what you know about this.
So I don't, and you informed me of this, and I'm obsessed. And please know, as soon as we're done recording, I'm immediately running to Pornhub.
Yeah, you should. I mean, it's worth it. And there's this one video of Ariana Grande. Well, it's not her, but it's a deepfake where she plays a student. Like, the scene is like student principal. Like, hey, can I study in here with you? Like, that kind of thing. But the deepfake is so good and the body is so dead on for Ariana Grande that you are like, this is Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande made a porn. Yeah.
Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. Yeah. I may or may not have watched it with my girlfriend. That's how good it is. But
several times.
Yeah, totally. And by myself a lot of times. It's probably in my favorites folder, but that's beside the point. Okay,
as we speak.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
I'm not taking notes while we're talking. I'm watching the video.
Ariana Grande is working on the theatrical adaptation of Wicked, which is the prequel or sequel to Wizard of Oz, I believe. Right? Okay. She married in the last 2 years.
Someone that we do not know.
Yeah, some guy.
Some nobody.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Then she goes over to London to work on this film. Her co-star is like a... how do I say this nicely? He's like just like a more of like a drama kid. You know what I mean? Like, she's Ariana Grande and he's like a drama, like theater kid, right?
Yeah, theater guy. Yeah.
It's all good. Mm-hmm. But like very different people, but maybe not so much. But he looks kind of nerdy, I'm going to be honest. Mm-hmm. He is a new father of like a 6-month-old baby. Mm-hmm. He is married. And you know, they're working together, and then it comes out that not only did Ariana Grande like have dinner with him and the wife, hold the baby, but that they have been having an affair for like 6 or 7 months. And now, right now, Ariana Grande is leaving her husband and he is leaving his spouse to be together. That is the scandal. It blew up really big, like really, really big. And then it
fizzled out.
Yeah. They sent that money to the New York Post and then they just stopped posting about it. So like,
we're done.
Yeah. That's some good PR agenting, I think. But yeah.
Good job for the agencies over, you know, across the pond who apparently were like, nope, let's go ahead and take care of that. She's going to be sitting here doing a film over here in London. We're going to go ahead and make this shit look good for us. So good job for them.
Yeah. But I mean, God, this is a tough one because I kind of want to get, first of all, and he like, the guy looks like, if you ever seen the movie, like Drop Dead Fred.
Yeah.
He looks like the actor from Drop Dead Fred, but like shorter.
I loved that movie.
And like 10 years younger. And you know, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to say here. This is very sticky, but you know, and it did come out after that. And what's crazy, if you listen to Ariana Grande's songs, like, you know, break up with your boyfriend or break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored, right? Yeah. Like, there's a lot of lyrics about, hey, whatever. And there was a couple other people came out that were her circle adjacent. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, that's what she does. She only wants guys that are taken.
That are unavailable. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there had been rumors, and I think this is why there is so much Ariana Grande like deep fake porn is because there has been rumors. I think I've talked about this. I did talk about this in the 100th episode. So last week, but my girlfriend and I talk about it all the time because we find it fascinating that Ariana Grande, in real life, this is just rumors. So whatever. I'm not saying it's true, but that she is like what they call a cum queen, right? So she's like really into like facials, like having guys come on her face.
And she's
like
into the bukkake.
The bukkake, yes. And so again, it's conjecture and who knows like what's true and what's not and who paid somebody. But like old security guards that don't work for her anymore, like, yeah, she'd have us like go find like random dudes and they would be instructed like that's all she wants is to be like jerked off on. And like, so that those are the rumors like about Ariana going into this Wicked project, because she did sort of stop making music. She went over and did this, what I'm assuming is a musical, obviously, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To sort of maybe get away from that. I don't know. I mean, that's sort of my, you know, fucking sex podcast fucking spin on it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, how do you feel about all of that? What do you have to say? What do you think?
I think it always, whenever there's a child involved, especially a young one, like that's where you're like, you're a piece of shit, because you have the Amy Robach and, oh my God, I can't remember the guy, the two anchors from, I think it was Good Morning America, who were both respectively married, but there was clear on camera chemistry. And then whoever it was, NBC, ABC, whoever the parent company was like, hey, guess what? You guys are fired. And then once they were like, yep, we're totally embracing that we're in a relationship, then they walked away from their partners. And Amy Robach's husband was Andrew Scheer. Girl, he is adorable. He's still cute at like 50 something years old. Like, why would you do that? So it reminds me very much of that, where you're like, you already had a good partner. And again, I'm not trying to yuck somebody's yum here. Like, if the love is lost, the love is lost. Mm-hmm. But there's a more tactful way of doing it. And I think when there is a small child involved, it's just like, bro, come on. Like, you couldn't have done like an actual split from your husband and then waited for homeboy to split from his wife and then maybe like slowly soft launch this relationship. Like, it just looks so messy. Mm-hmm. And it's, again, like you said, you look at her lyrics and you're like, oh, well, break up with my boyfriend and all of these other songs. And you're just like, yeah, I guess it makes sense. I think it's also very weird because she talked so highly of Mac Miller throughout the relationship. And then after his death, that you're just like, you wanted to revere her and that she had this idea of what true love really was. Mm-hmm. But then to find out that you can do some shady shit like this, like, it's just sad. But you know what? To each his own.
Well, okay. Let me ask you an even more difficult question, just in general. Mm-hmm. If who's to blame, right? Like if you're the wife at home with the baby, are you more pissed at your spouse or Ariana Grande?
Oh God, I hate this question because I hate this question because of the type of woman that I am. Yeah. Almost any time I ever hear this question, and people are always like, You know, you need to be mad at her. Like, she's the other woman, da, 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 da. And I'm like, part of me has this very strong, like, girl code. Obviously, it takes two to make dumb decisions like that. But at the same time, my man stepped out. My man did that. Like, I didn't make vows with Ariana Grande. I made vows with my man. So that's, for me, that's initially where my first, like, beef is going to be. I don't necessarily care that it's Ariana Grande. I married you. I said till death do us part to you, not to, you know, friggin' single ponytail goddess woman. I didn't do that. So it's always really hard because we want to instinctually go after the girl and make her like she's the bad guy. But it's like, are we not talking about this dude here? Like, that's literally the common denominator.
Right.
So, God. I'd have to know more of the details of how it all kind of went down. But my first inclination is always to look at my man and be like, so you stepped out. You started this.
But don't you think there's some scenario where she's like, I get it. It's Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
Go have your fun. But just make sure you come back and you fucking take care of our kid. Like, go have your whatever. Like, because every woman I've talked to about it, they're like, that's so fucked up. Blah, 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 blah. And then they go like this. But it is Ariana Grande. And but I would kind of get it.
If you can pull Ariana Grande, you can pull somebody better than Ariana Grande. So if that's what you're doing, then give me an Adriana Lima or something like that. Don't just settle for an Ariana Grande. So no. And then we're talking about the world of hall passes. And if that's the case, it's like, okay, if you're going to be with Ariana, then I'm going to need this mansion here. I'm going to need a second baby. I'm going to need this diamond. Like, then yeah. And I don't think this guy has that much pull.
No, he doesn't have any pull.
None.
He just like was working with Ariana Grande late night and they just, something happened.
We're
going to be together for two more sequels. And we, oh, you know what? Oh, I love you. I love you too. That's what happened. This is the classic work crush gone extreme because she's Ariana Grande. Yeah. That's all that this is. Like they fucked, you know, once and it's like, oh my God. Oh, let's not let that happen again. I love you. Like it's a mess.
And that's enough for you to leave your wife and young kid. You're an idiot.
Well, that's just the power of like Ariana Grande. I think that single ponytail got wrapped around his penis and he pulled him.
Are we kidding? It's a ponytail. There are so many millions of women with ponytails. Come on now.
What I mean is, I just think that the celebrity fervor, right? Like just caught him and took him whatever. And like, yeah, it is weird. It is creepy, but you know, teach their own, to all these celebrities that we've talked about. You know, to each your own. I am a mess. So you guys, you know, I get it, whatever. You guys just are more famous and more famous. Wow, that sounds really arrogant. Didn't say that. And I'm not going to delete that either.
No, you're not. Because at the end of 2024, going into 2025, you'd be like, shit, I did say that.
Okay.
And look how far I've come.
Well,
big ballin'.
We're gonna do this in a minute at the end, but we have a couple more to get through before we end this fucking shit show. and wish you all a happy new year. But okay, so Bad Baby, right?
Is pregnant.
Well, she's pregnant, but also like, and for those of you who don't know who Bad Baby is, like, Catch Me Outside. How about that?
How about it? Catch Me Outside. Yeah. How about it?
She was on the Dr. Phil show at like 14 or something. And then like when she turned, I don't know, 18, she started OnlyFans. She is pregnant now, but she released her OnlyFans earnings month by month during the pandemic, during 2020. So I'm going to run through these. This is what she made on OnlyFans. November 21, $833,000. And I'm just going to give the top number. October 2021. So we're moving backwards here. What is happening? we'll move backwards. October 21, she made $1 million. September, she made $1.5 million. August 21, $2.3 million. July, $3.1 million. June, $4.6 million. Get ready for it. May, $6.8 million. And in April of 2021, Bad Baby, Catch Me Outside, how about that? Made $18,148,436.44 in the month of April. So, moment of silence. Obviously, people were at home during that time.
We were in the pandemic.
Everyone's like fucking jerking it and rubbing it, and like whatever. And I get it. You know, it's Bad Baby and yada, yada, yada. But like $18 million in a month on OnlyFans, what do we feel about this? How do we feel about this?
So first of all, I've never seen the content. Have you seen it? Like what was she actually producing?
I've never seen, I have an OnlyFans account and like I've bought content a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think I like subscribed to like Bella Thorne for like a fucking couple weeks to see what that was about. And that was just a fucking falshood, you know?
Yeah, like a shit show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, send me $10, baby. See my titties. And like you send her the $10 and it's like her with her arm over it. Like, okay, not cool. And it's like, this isn't, could I, what could you,
this is not what I signed up for.
I just want a KFC snack wrap. What's going on? And and you know, Bella Thorne's hot and great and whatever, but like don't commit fraud.
Don't tease me with a good time.
Right. And she's like, it's implied or whatever bot was replying back to me. It's like, it's implied nudity. But mainly on OnlyFans, I've only like subbed to one or two like girls that I, like were, I don't know, like I knew from Instagram or something because I thought they were like hot back at over the pandemic. Everybody, it was during the pandemic, whatever.
It was the pandemic, I have
not seen any exclusive real bad baby. I almost said bad bunny. bad baby OnlyFans content, but I have seen like whatever's available. I was doing research, okay, for this
quote
show.
Unquote. Quote
yeah, unquote. And so I've just seen like ass and like topless shit. I haven't seen like if she's having sex. I don't know, but like $18 million, I would assume.
Well, that's the thing. And that was the reason why I asked that. It's like for $18 million, I better be seeing full penetration, anal, bukkake. I better see chocolate syrup. A midget better be involved. Like a lot of things need to be in that video. And so like, is that what she was actually doing? Like, I don't really know. But at the same time, kudos to your entrepreneurial spirit. Like,
no, we are not here to fucking shame. We are a sex positive show. But for $18 million, you should be having sex with your brother.
Oh, and more importantly, you should be headlining the Ohio County Fair.
Yes. Yes. Way to tie it all together. What I want to do is Drea Di Matteo from Sopranos this year. She started an OnlyFans.
Love her.
I just heard this and I don't know like how I missed it, but I think it might be breaking news. But Amber Heard, that Amber Heard.
Shut up. Really?
Apparently she started an OnlyFans. So there's that. Yeah. How do we feel about celebrities starting an OnlyFans? Do you think it takes away from the sex worker creators? And who do you think will show up on OnlyFans in 2024?
I think it definitely does take away from the sex worker creators because let's be honest, there's not going to be a celebrity who's going to be creating an OnlyFans that's going to be doing any type of sex content. You're going to be getting the Bella Thorne's that are going to be like, oh yeah, hi, I'm Amber Heard. This is me on the Aquaman set and like I'm in half of a costume, but like there's like a filter or something. Like you're going to get crap like that, right? Like I think that's the thing that bothers me and it really will take away from the sex workers who are using this as a legitimate form of income. Now, with that said, are there celebrities that I would just 100% be like, do I need to get an OnlyFans account so I can watch this? Absolutely. But like, I'd almost want there to be tiers where you kind of know going into it because I don't have an OnlyFans account. And now I think after this episode, I need to get one.
Sure.
It's just, it's a matter of, it's kind of like you said, if I'm putting in $20 and all you're giving me is a KFC snack wrap of you like gracefully holding your boob, I'm gonna feel like I'm getting robbed and I know I can't get that money back.
Right.
So it's like you need to give me tiers of these celebrities, you're gonna get PG-13 content. These celebrities, you're gonna get R content.
Yeah.
These celebrities, you're gonna get NC-17 and these, you're gonna get X. That's kind of what I would like to get because I don't wanna waste my money on just stuff that I can easily find on Twitter.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's important. There are sites that will sort of do like, and you can find YouTube videos where they like review people's OnlyFans or whatever, but like usually most like non-famous creators are very honest with you about it. I think but you got to be careful. Like if you're looking for a certain thing, you got to ask, like, hey, like, and respectfully ask, hey, do you do this or, you know, whatever. And what's on your menu? Like, don't be a dick about it. Don't like, do you have snack wraps or like, or whatever. Don't. but like, you know, most creators, if you reach out to them, like on Instagram or even on OnlyFans, like some of them have free pages and then paid pages. You just ask, they'll be really honest with you. Like, hey, what would this cost? What do you, because a lot of them do customs and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And it can be a really fucking good time. We are very pro OnlyFans on the show.
Very much so.
Yeah. if you caught episode 100, you might have heard or seen a bit of a rumor. Well, you know, I don't know. 2024 is coming. Who knows? It's a wide open world. So what I want to do at the end of this episode, since 2023 is just about over, we're going to just,
thank God.
You know, 2023 was so good to this show, to Sex Party. I am very tired. Obviously, I look like somebody unwrapped a mummy.
You do not. And can I just say, 100 episodes, babes, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm gonna embarrass him. I didn't say I was gonna do this. I'm gonna totally embarrass him, and I hope I can make him cry. I've gotten to know Dustin a lot over the past year. I want to say, is this my fourth appearance?
Okay, this is your third appearance.
Third and a half.
Well, I count the
Halloween.
Wait a second.
Halloween.
So wait a second.
I think this is my fourth.
If we count Halloween,
Halloween was like a mini episode. You know what? Yeah. I'm gonna give it to you. This is my third. This is my 3.5 episode, right?
Yeah.
But whatever I say about that, I have always admired your ambition and your hustle.
Oh, God.
I have messaged you. I know. I was like, you're gonna cry. Whatever. Fuck off. And to see the 100th episode, to see how you put it out. And then just to see how it grows. And then I'm obviously not going to say anything, but I know the things that you're working on for 2024 that I'm just like, I'm so insanely proud of you. I have told you how much I admire you. The growth of my own podcast is single-handedly influenced by you and the amount of passion and dedication that you not only put into producing this content, but then promoting sex positivity, being a champion for women's voices, being able to put out great content with amazing, diverse people. It is so amazing to see where you're going. And if 2023 is any indication of what 2024 is going to be for you, it is the only reason why I say things like you'll have Chelsea Handler on your podcast, because if it doesn't happen in 2024, then it's going to happen in 2025, because the trajectory that you're going on, the hard work, the content, everything that you're putting out there is just absolutely amazing. And as someone who knows and adores you as a fan and as a closer friend, I cannot wait to see what 2024 blesses you with. So congratulations.
Wow. Thank you so fucking much.
You're welcome.
That means a fuck ton more than you think it does. It really does. I love that you did it on the show.
Didn't tell him I was going to do it. So I was waiting for him to be like, I'm going to mute your mic, bitch.
No.
Don't you dare.
It's been crazy because I'm like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm on a 10-year plan condensed into 5 years. Fuck it. Let's roll. Right. And so when anything positive comes back, I'm like, what? Like, you know, like someone, like I got a random message today and they're like, I found your podcast a month ago. I've binged almost all the episodes. I'm like, in a month?
And that's, they're like, amazing.
I just don't know what to say. It's like, it's such an amazing feeling. So coming from you, somebody that I admire and somebody that I think is super cool, super fucking real, right? That means so much. I mean, truly, truly, truly. I was a fan of your podcast. I knew about you way before you think I did. And I was like, I got to get her on. And I'm glad that we have. And we fucking have, you know.
Shout out to Stephanie Smith and Dirty Blondes for getting us together.
For sure. We need to talk about that offline.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much. That means way more than you think it does. So appreciated. I can't wait to do another 100 episodes. At the very end of this, okay, and these can be, this can be fun. It's just a quick little thing on the end.
Okay.
I want you to give me, well, you kind of just did, so you blew it. But like, it doesn't have to be grandiose. It could be anything, right? Okay. I want you to give me a prediction that you think is going to happen to me in 2024, and then I'm going to give you one. So
Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Okay, so I kind of sort of did, but now that you're giving me like an intentional, sure. Desiree, give me a prediction.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna give you one. I think I'm gonna give you a couple. I think you're going to be a guest on like a top 10 podcast, and the second you do, this shit is gonna skyrocket. Like, it's gonna be so stupid. And I think this is my clairvoyancy or the tequila. I think it's gonna be out of a way of someone you already know, but you didn't put two and two together, and you're like, holy shit, like, you knew this person, and they're like, yeah, and they're like, oh my god, he hosts Sex Party, he's amazing, he's super hot, hella funny, like, we should bring him on. So I think that's gonna be the first thing. You're gonna be on someone's, you're gonna be a guest on someone's podcast, and they're gonna be like a top 10. That's where you're gonna be. The next, I think you're going to get a well-deserved vacation.
Okay. Now you got my attention. No, you had my attention. Now you have my, what's the, yeah.
A well-deserved vacation.
Yeah, or just a nap.
Or a nap, but one that you can be like, holy shit, you guys, I unplugged for 72 hours and fuck, it was amazing.
Yeah, now like, Will and Jada are back together.
And now Will and Jada are back together and she's pregnant. And so what wow. did I miss? Yeah, like, yeah, real. I think that's gonna actually happen. And then as far as like the big thing, I think for you, I think it's either going to be a book or a screenplay.
Oh, wow.
That you're going to start working on in 2024.
That is insane. You said that. I won't even say why, but the screenplay piece.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's a clairvoyancy tequila. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and take another.
No.
Let me go ahead and take another swig
cheers,
here.
Yeah. Cheers to 2023. No. Cheers to 2024. Mm. Okay. Yeah. Mine for you.
I'm excited. Don't make me cry. Fuck.
So I have a really strong feeling that this something like tells me, pulls me in the direction that this new sort of rebrand, retelling of what you're doing with the podcast is going to like hit, but like hit with a group of people that just like go bonkers over you. Like they're like, I mean, to the point where I think you might have to hire like security or something, because the way that you, and I don't know how you do this, but you are like somehow you're up when I'm up like super late, right? Like editing and fucking whatever. And I'm like, how the fuck is she still up? And then
facts.
I wake up, you know, at noon or 1 p.m. and you've been up since 4:30. And I'm like, okay. So I just feel like the way that you greet people in the morning, you're there for them at night. You're funny. You're smart. You're not afraid to tell it like it is. And you know, most importantly, like you really know how to throw a party and make people feel special, like whether that's on the show or the parties you do in real life. And so I think that the path that you've chosen to retell on, to take the show on, is just going to be so fortuitous and like fucking crazy for you. So I think that, I mean, I really have, it's like strong. I can like feel it. Right. And I'm not a psychic and what, even though my girlfriend thinks that
it's the Tito's.
It's fucking Tito's. Yeah. Tito's makes you psychic.
The alcohol makes us more clairvoyant.
Right,
we're
exactly.
Like, give me another bottle. I can tell you if you're pregnant.
So there's that. But then I also think almost unrelated to that, like you as like a guide, as a coach, as like an advisor, I think that's going to blow out too. I think that's going to go right through the fucking roof. So I think you're going to have to hire some staff, you know? I really think that you're going to have to fucking like really think how you manage some of this, because I think there's going to be a lot of success in two different directions, but they're both going up. So those are my predictions for you. Finally, give them some words of advice on 2024. What do you think? What do they do? What do they not do? just like simple fun shit. Like, what do you think they should stay away from in 2024?
So I'll give you the thing that you need to not do, and I'll give you the thing that you need to do.
Yeah.
So the thing that you need to not do is stop acting small. Like this whole, like, but I can't, I'm just like a simple housewife. Fuck that. No, we need to stop this whole stop acting small thing.
Right.
Whatever it is that you really love, I need you to pursue it. And it doesn't mean you have to go full force. I just need you to try. Like, that's all I ever need you to do.
Okay.
The thing that people need to do in 2024, and I've been saying this a lot recently, so I feel like this needs to be people's mantra. You need to learn to say no more often.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to go to this party? No, I do not.
Yeah.
Hey, I know you're busy. It's crunch time at the end of the quarter. I need to give you this project. Are you able to do it? No, I cannot.
Right.
Oh, I want to go ahead and have bukkake with you and, you know, Diddy. Would you like to do it? No, I do not. So I need you to be able to say no more often in 2024 if it serves you for your own better good. Mm-hmm. Because our people pleasing has gotten to insane levels, and we're doing it to the detriment of our mental and our physical health. And it's insane.
Yeah.
So something that I've started slowly doing, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel so much better, is saying no.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with it. Because every time you say no, a better yes is around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, that needs to be on a t-shirt.
Yes, it does. Or a mug. I saw it on a mug. No, those are great. I'm going to keep mine simple. Don't, in 2024, don't invest in Bitcoin. Stay away from it.
And I pulled all my money out. Yeah, I legit pulled everything out.
Yeah. And don't date anyone that's talking about Bitcoin. Stay away from them. What you should do is make sure that you are not only using condoms still, but like keep condoms on you, whether you're a woman, a man. I know it sucks, but like Trojan has these new condoms called Raw. They're fucking amazing. Amazing. So like find some Trojan fucking Magnum Raws. Use the fucking shit out of those.
Magnums.
They're so good. Yeah.
Is everybody rocking Magnums?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I hope, but I mean, whatever. But like, I think they have regular size too, but like they're called Raw. You'll love them. So carry condoms. Don't invest in Bitcoin. When the guy starts talking about Bitcoin at the bar, get the check.
Take your condom and get the fuck out. Yeah.
Desiree, Simone, thank you so much for wrapping up the year and sex and scandal. For all of your kind words. If I don't get Chelsea Handler, there's always George Santos. Let's remind these party going people where they can find you, where they can work with you, and where they can hang out with you and just feel better about themselves.
Yeah. So you can check me on my website, Desiree-Simone.com. And then you can find me on all of my socials across the board, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Twitter, Threads, if people are even still using that. At I am D Simone. The podcast is available on Apple and Spotify. It's called Growth on the Rocks. In 2024, we will have Dustin on the podcast. So that will definitely be happening. But yeah, check it out. And if you ever want to be a guest, but at the same time, if you ever have any personal development questions, I do offer one-on-one coaching as well as a two-hour VIP session. So all I want to do is help you be more of a badass. And that's literally my passion in life. So.
Yeah. And she's really, really good at it. Obviously. Thank you for being on the show again. We're going to get you to an official fourth appearance. Then it'll be 4.5 and then you'll have the record, right?
Yeah. Cause I have a half appearance.
Yeah, exactly. That half appearance is going to help. I'm telling you.
It's going to help. It's going
to
help.
It's a race. It's a race. But yeah, no, thank you so much. And I can't wait to see you next year and drink more fucking Tito's and tequila.
Absolutely. Happy 2024, buddy.
Happy New Year, you fuckers. I love you guys. I want to thank my guest, Desiree Simone, for helping me to recap 2023. Go check out everything she is doing. I want to say thank you and Happy New Year to all of you who have listened and watched this podcast over this past year. Thank you so much. If you are just like horny and you want to show some love, show some appreciation, you know, you want and you're desiring more sex party. You're listening to this on platforms like Apple and Spotify. What can you do to show all that love, all that horniness, all that appreciation? Well, you can subscribe to the show. That's the most important. New episodes every single Wednesday, no matter what. You could also leave a rating. You could leave a review, but you don't have to, okay? Subscribing is the most important part. If you're watching on YouTube, drink, 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 drink. If you're watching on YouTube, I love you. I see you. If you're watching on YouTube, you could subscribe to the channel. Most important, you could like this video. You could like all the videos. You can leave comments on every single video. Guys, happy new year, 2024. Let's go, right? As always, I'm available in the DMs on Instagram, and I will see all of you right back here next week.
Thanks for listening. The party continues next week. Click subscribe and let's make this a regular thing. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter @SexPartyFM. Follow Dustin @DustinRibka.